Very good. Well, let's start with a word of prayer, and then we can get into our studies.
所以我们开始呢，以祷告开始，然后才可以开始我们的学习。
Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege of coming again to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God.
所以主啊，我们非常感谢我们就是有这样的荣幸，再次来到神和神的圣灵面前学习神的话。
We're thankful, Lord, that you don't tire of our coming to you.
所以我们感谢您呢，就是您不会就是感到疲倦，我们经常来您这里。
And we pray in your mercy that we will not tire of coming to you.
所以我们也祷告，借着您的怜悯呢，我们也不会感到疲倦。
We thank you that your promise is that if we abide in you and your words abide in us,then the blessing of God will be upon us.
我们也感谢您呢，如果我们住在您里面，您就会住在我里面，住在我们里面，神的赐福就会降临在我们身上。
So we just pray now that you will bless us as we turn our thoughts again to your word.
所以我们再次呢，祈求您赐福给我们，在我们再次转向您的话的时候。
Let me give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们先生感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So again, welcome to all. Good to see everyone today.
再次呢，欢迎所有的人，非常高兴看到大家。
Just to remind you again that Norma is in the background. She can't see you, but she's happy to be with us today too.
Amen.
Hello, Norma. 再次提醒大家，就是 Norma 在她那个旁边，她看不见我们，但是呢，她可以听见我们。
Very good. Well, I think we were at the end of chapter 3 in Galatians last week. So let's start now in chapter 4 of Galatians.
我认为上个星期我们是停在那个加拉太书第三章的结尾，那么这个星期我们从第四章加拉太书第四章开始。
So we start out with a bit of an analogy here, if you like. Chapter 4 says, Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all. But he's under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father.
所以我们开始第四章，第四章第一节说呢，我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与仆人毫无分别，乃是在导师和管家的手下，只等到父亲预定的时候到来。
So he says, now that's true of the little children, but it's also true of us.
所以他就是讲的，就是说对于那些小孩子来说，跟我们来说也是可实用的。
He says, even so we, verse 3, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world.
所以这个第三节继续说，我们为孩童的时候在被束缚在世界的小学之下也是如此。
But then he says in verses 4 and 5 that God sent his son.
然后在第四节第四五节说呢，神差那他的儿子来。
He says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law,to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as son.
加拉太书第四章第四五节说呢，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女人所生，就生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So he's basically saying that in the Old Testament, the people of God,were like children, but when the Lord Jesus came, it was possible for us to become adopted as sons.
所以这里基本上说是在旧约时代呢，那些神的子民的，就是神的孩子。那么直到主耶稣基督来的时候呢，我们也可以被收养成神的儿子。
So the position of the people of God in the Old Testament was different than the people of God in the New Testament.
所以在旧约时代那个神的子民的身份跟在新约时代神的子民的身份是也不一样的。
That is in fact why we have an Old Testament and a New Testament.
这是为什么我们有旧约和新约。
The Old Testament or Old Covenant or Old Contract was different from the New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Contract.
所以这个里面呢就是说呢你可以这么去说在旧约或者是旧的那个立约或者旧的合同里面和在那个新约新的立约新的合同里面这样的是不一样的。
And the reason for the difference is this, the Lord Jesus has come in order that we might be adopted as sons and daughters into his family.
所以呢这个不一样的原因呢是因为这主耶稣基督他来了。他来了以后呢这样呢以便我们可以被收养成为神的孩子收养进神的家里。
Excuse me, so now, verse 6 says, and because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit,of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
加拉太书第四章第六节说呢，因为你们是儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
So, we are now, because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are children of God, and then we refer to God as our Father.
因为我们现在呢信了主耶稣基督我们的信心在主耶稣基督里面所以我们现在是神的孩子因此呢我们对天上的神称他为父。
Here the Father is referred to as Abba Father.
这里的父呢被称之为阿爸父。
And I think it's true that in every language there is a wordthat a child uses regarding his father that is less formal than father.
所以呢我认为呢在每一种语言里面都有一个孩子称呼他们父亲的一个非正式的一个名字比那个正式的父亲都有这样的一个非正式的称呼。
The Hebrew little children used to refer to their father as Abba.
所以呢希伯来的小孩子呢通常称他们的父亲为阿爸。
Most of us in Canada refer to our father as daddy.
所以呢我们大多数在加拿大的孩子称他的父亲为爹爹。
So you tell me in Mandarin, what is the word for father that the little children use?
所以你告诉我在国语里面一个小孩怎么样称呼他们的父亲呢
We also call 爹爹爹爹爹爹爸爸。
OK, 爸爸爹爹。
We call 的阿爸。
阿爸。
阿爸。
Yes.
No translation needed.
所以这个不需要翻译了。
Okay, that's very good. So I've checked out with many other languages and the words are similar.
所以呢我检查了其他的所有的语言它的那个答案是基本上类似的。
Now that is wonderful. That is how we approach the Lord. We approach the Lord as little children and he's our daddy.
这是非常奇妙的这是我们怎么去来到我们的主面前因为就像一个孩子去到他的父亲面前一样。
Now, a little child, when he's at school, whether he's the son of the king or a son of a slave, doesn't make any difference, they're all treated the same.
所以一个小孩子在学校里的时候呢，不管他是国王的儿子还是一个奴仆的儿子，那么说呢，他们被对待是一样的，没有什么区别。
But when they grow up, they're different.
当他们长大以后呢，他们就不一样了。
And so it is with us. If we trust the Lord as our Savior, when we grow up, we're different from other people.
所以这个对我们来说也是一样。当我们长大以后呢，我们就跟其他的人呢不一样，因为我们是在主里面。
So verse 7 now says, Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but you are a son. And if a son, then you are an heir of God through Christ.
对第七节说呢，因此你不再是仆人，而是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着基督成为神的后嗣。
Now, when I grew up, my father wasn't what you would call a rich man.
所以当他长大了以后呢，他的父亲呢，并不是一个很有钱的人。
But he was a very good man.
但他却是一个非常好的人。
And we were very happy to call him father rather than some other men we knew who weren't our father.
所以呢，我们非常的高兴呢，称他为我们的父亲，而不是说是称一些其他的那些我们认识的人为父亲。
So verse 8 says, But then, indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not God's.
第八节继续说，但从前你们不认识神的时候，是服侍那些本来不是神的。
Before we knew God, before you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you basically served any God or other gods. You probably didn't even know what you were doing in terms of serving God.
所以这个呢，在我们认识神之前，在我们相信主耶稣基督为我们的救主之前呢，我们在世界上呢，其实呢，我们是在侍奉任何其他的那些神，那些神呢，甚至连你自己都不知道，你也不知道你在干什么。
But you basically followed the rules of the world around you.
但你经常呢，你是遵守着你在世界里面的规则。
So Paul's logic now in verse 9 is, But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage?
第九节保罗继续说，现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那软弱无用的小学，情愿再被奴役呢？
He says, verse 10, You observe days and months and seasons and years.
第十节说呢，你们谨守日子、月份、时间、年份。
Interesting.Virtually every religion in the world has holy days or holy seasons or holy months or years.
所以呢，非常有意思呢，就是说是每一个宗教呢，他们都有他们的圣洁的日子、圣洁的月份、圣洁的时间、圣洁的年份。
There are rules.And the rules basically are, you've got to make this day holy, you do this on this day, you do that on that day.
那你有些规则，规则就是说呢，你必须让这一天呢圣洁，在这一天里呢，你会做这做那。
It was certainly that way in the Old Testament.
所以这很明显是在旧约时代是这样的。
You had the seven feasts of Jehovah in addition to the Sabbath days in the Old Testament, according to Leviticus 23.
所以你在那个有旧约时代，你有七个耶和华的节气，其他的呢还有一些规则，遵照那个密会记里所规定的。
And I think it's probably true in most other religions, though I must confess I don't know that much about other religions.But I believe most religions have their holy days, months, seasons, years.
所以呢，我对其他的宗教其实也是一样的。我必须承认呢，我对其他的宗教了解并不多，但是在其他宗教里面，他们一定会有这样的圣洁的日子、年份、时间和年份。
But the Christian basically says, and Paul is teaching here, Paul says, Jesus has come, and he has saved you, and he's made you a member of God's family, therefore, you don't have to follow all the holy seasons of the year.
所以这个里面呢，就是呢，这里保罗说呢，主耶稣基督来了，他呢，成了你的救主，他救主拯救你以后呢，他让你呢，成为呢神的家庭里面的一员，然后呢，这样呢，你不用去遵守那样一些所谓的圣洁的季节。
And that therefore sets the Christian apart from the other people of the world.
这样呢，就让基督徒们跟世界上其他的人呢有不同。
Now, there are many people who call themselves Christians. There are many church organizations that call themselves Christians.That still emphasize certain days of the year, certain weeks and months of the year.
所以那个在世界上那些称他们为自称为是基督徒的，或者说自称为他们是教会的，他们这些人呢，其实要把一些特定的日子或特定的季节呢，设定为一些特别的日子。
Is that good or bad?
这个是好的还是坏的？
And the answer is it could.Easily be very bad.
所以呢，答案是可能会非常的容易说是坏的。
For example, what do we know about Christmas?
所以举个例子，我们对圣诞节了解多少
？Is Christmas an important day for the Christian?
对圣诞节对基督徒来说是一个重要的节日吗
？And the answer is no.
这答案是不是的
？If you go to the New Testament, do you ever find any special event taking part on Christmas？
所以你如果去看新约的话，你会发现任何的特别的事件发生在圣诞节吗
？Christmas is important.And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
Many churches differ from other churches primarily because they celebrate a different Christmas day.
所以很多教会呢跟其他的教会不一样呢，是因为他们在一个不同的时间庆祝圣诞节。
And if you were to go to your Bible, you wouldn't know what day was Jesus' birthday.
如果你去读圣经的话，那你根本就不知道主耶稣基督的生日是哪一天。
It's not there, and it's not important.
它是不在那里，也证明它也不重要。
All right, so what is? I'll just give you my example. Why is Christmas important to me?
所以呢，我用我自己举个例子，我说呢，为什么圣诞节对我来说是重要的？
Well, the first reason it's important to me is because on Christmas we get really, really good food, and I like good food in my tummy.
所以呢，第一件呢，对我呢是非常非常重要的事情呢，是在圣诞节我们可以吃很多的美食。我喜欢我的肚子里吃进很多美食。
The second reason why I like Christmas is because at Christmas time we get gifts.And I like getting gifts.
所以第二个我认为圣诞节很重要的，我喜欢圣诞节的原因是呢，因为在圣诞节我们会收到很多的礼物，我喜欢礼物。
But neither of those principles are taught in the scriptures. They're just fun for Harold.
但是那两件事情在圣经里呢都没有提到，他只是说呢，对 Harold 来说是非常有意思的。
We often.Make a big deal of Christmas at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. Why is that?
所以呢，通常呢，我们在第十六届福音教会呢，我们让圣诞节变成一件很大的事情。为什么会这样呢？
because people in the world often think that they ought to go to church at Christmas.
因为在世界上的那些人呢，他们通常呢会认为在圣诞节他们应该去教会。
And so we say, well, if they want to come to church at Christmas, we'll have a party for them, and that'll encourage them to come, and then we can preach the gospel to them.
所以呢，我们说呢，如果他们愿意在圣诞节来教会呢，我们就要给他们一个聚会。聚会呢，就是说这样呢，他们愿意来的时候，我们就有机会跟他们传福音。
So in the New Testament church, days, months, seasons, and years are not significant. You do not find them emphasized in the New Testament.
所以在新约里面的日子、月份、节期、年份，它并不是说有重大的意义的。你在新约里面找不到这样的经文。
Now there are many other rules associated with other religions, and in particular the Old Testament religion of the Bible. There are many other rules. The question is,Do we have to keep those rules, number one, in order to be born again, in order to get salvation? Do we need to keep the rules? And number two, should we keep the rules after we are Christians?
在这个里面呢，就是说呢，其实呢，很多的规则相对于很多的宗教都有很多的规则。相对来说呢，就是在那个旧约时代里面，其实呢有很多的规则相对对应的宗教。那么说呢，现在的问题是我们需要去遵守那些规则去重生还得到救恩。第二个呢是我们需要去遵我们成为基督徒以后需要遵守那些规则吗
Alright, so the reason then that we keep the rules is just because we can, we don't keep the rules, but we can take advantage of them to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢就是我们不去遵守那些规则我们不会说利用我们就是说能够遵守规则这个优势去跟别人传讲主耶稣
Now is this distinction important?
这样的区别是重要的吗
And verse 11 Paul says I'm afraid for you lest I have labored for you in vain
第十一节保罗说我为你们害怕恐唯恐我在你们身上是枉然劳力。
So, Paul says, you Galatians, you're keeping rules, you're trying to bring the Old Testament into the New Testament. The two are separate, but you're trying to bring into the truth of the New Testament, Old Testament rules. You're going to be in trouble if you do that.
所以这个里面的保罗跟他们说你们这些加拉太人你们遵守旧约里面的规则你们遵守旧约里的规则条例呢你呢试图把旧约里的规则条例呢带到新约里来你甚至试图把这些规则条例加到新约里面去这样的话呢你们就会有麻烦了。
So he's saying, in the sense of the Old Testament, we were like slaves.But because of Jesus Christ, we've been brought into the family. We're now the sons and daughters of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Don't go back and get the rules from slavery and impose them on us as Christians.
所以这个里面呢使徒保罗说呢就是说呢在旧约里面呢其实我们都是奴仆你们都是奴仆。那么说在这里面呢主耶稣基督来了主耶稣新约里主耶稣基督来了呢他呢拯救了我们然后呢我们相信他呢我们就成了神的家人我们现在就是儿女儿子了。所以呢如果说呢你想把这个旧约的不要回到旧约那个时代遵守规则的年代变成了奴仆而且你不要把这些旧约时的规则强加到新约时代的这基督徒身上
Alright, so now he's going to go on and talk a little bit about himself
现在呢他要继续呢讲一点关于他自己的事情
So in verse 12, Paul says, brethren, I urge you to become as I am, for I am as you are. You have not injured me at all.
第十二节说，弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有伤害我。
He's basically saying, you Galatians have turned against me.
所以基本上说呢，你们这些加拿大人呢，开始转向反对我。
I preach the faith of Jesus Christ to you so you can become children. Others came along and said, no, you've got to also obey the law. And he's saying, in that doing that, you didn't harm me, you didn't injure me.
所以这个里面其实他是讲的呢，我向你们传的是，就是说你只要在主耶稣基督里面有信心的话，那你就能成为神的孩子。那么其他的人呢，来告诉你们说，你们同时呢也要遵守旧约的规则。但是你们这样做的话呢，并没有冒犯我和伤害我。
Now he's going to go on and say, what they used to treat him like. He says, you know that because of physical infirmity, I preached the gospel to you at the first.
第十三节呢，就是讲他们过去是怎么对他的。他说，你们知道我头一次是怎样借着患病的肉身把福音传给你们了。
He says, in my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise or reject, but you received me. As an angel of God, you receive me even as Christ Jesus.
第十四节他继续说呢，你们没有因为我肉体受试炼而轻看我，也没有唾弃我，反倒接纳我，如同神的天使，如同基督耶稣。
Verse 15, what then was the blessing you enjoyed? For I bear you witness that if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me.
第十五节说呢，你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行，就是把你们自己的眼睛弯出来给我，也都情愿。
So Paul says, when I first came to you, I told you the wonderful message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，我第一次来到你们这里的时候呢，我告诉你们这个奇妙的基督的福音。
And you loved me, and you listened to me, and frankly, you were very sympathetic with the many problems that I had.
所以呢，你们听我的，你爱我，然后呢，你们也非常明显的看到了我身上的一些问题。
And frankly, many of them loved him so much that if it were possible, they would have plucked out their own eyes and given their eyes to him because in fact, he couldn't see very well.
所以呢，其中他们很多人呢，非常爱保罗，爱保罗爱的一个如此的程度呢，他们情愿把自己的眼睛挖出来给保罗，如果可能的话，因为当时保罗的视力不太好。
That's what their relationship with him was when he first came to them.
这就是他第一次来的时候，他们和他之间的这样的关系。
But since then, he's been telling them the wonderful truth that you don't have to keep the days, the laws, the seasons, the circumcision. You don't have to do that.
所以在那以后呢，他开始呢，告诉他们你没有必要去承受那样的，就是说季节啊、年份啊，或者说律法了，还有受割礼啊。
And then he says, verse 16, have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
然后他在第十节就说，因为我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？
After having taught them the truth, in came the evil teachers. They said you had to keep the law, and many of them turned away from Paul. Paul says, have I become your enemy just because I told you the truth?
因为当在那个时候保罗跟他们讲了神的真理以后呢，有些邪恶的教师来了，告诉他们就是说他们必须遵守律法，遵守规则，这样他们很多人呢就转向了那些邪恶的教师，那么 使徒保罗说，我跟你们讲真理，难道我就成了你们的仇敌吗？
He says, verse 17, they, that would be the people who are teaching that you've got to obey the law, they zealously court you, but not for your good. Yes, they want to exclude you that they may be zealous, sorry, that you may be zealous for them.
第十七节说那些人只是指那些就是说教导他们要守律法的那些人热心待你们却不是好意，是要把你们关在外面叫你们热心待他们。
Why do many people teach another gospel?
为什么很多人去就是教导另一个福音呢？
Answer very simply, if they taught another gospel, you might follow themAnd they would say, I'm pretty good. Look at this. They follow me. They give me money.
所以这个答案是非常简单的。如果他们呢教导另一个福音呢，你就会去跟随他。他就会说，你看我是一个很好的人，我多好啊，你们能跟随我，然后你们呢可以把钱也给我。
So they want you to be zealous for them, and that's why they come with this different gospel.
他们要你们呢就热心待他们，这是为什么他们也带来另一个福音。
He says, but it is good to be zealous in a good thing, always, and not only when I am present with you.
第十八节继续说，在善事上用热心待人原是好的，却不当我与你们同在的时候才这样。
He said, when I was with you, you were following me zealously. You were following the Lord zealously. But now you don't follow me. You don't follow the Lord. How bad?
所以他说呢，你我和你们在一起的时候，你们会常热心的跟随着我，跟随着主。但是现在我跟你们不在一起的时候呢，你们却不热心的跟随着我，不热心的跟随着主，这是多么糟糕的。
Is this a serious problem?
这个是一个严重的问题吗？
Paul says, yes, it is a serious problem. He says, verse 19, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you, I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you.
这个里面呢，他说呢，第十九节第二节说是，这就是一个非常严重的问题。第十九节说，我的小孩子们呢，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成亲在你们里面。第二节说，我巴不得现在在你们那里改换口气，因为我为你们做那。
He says, when I was with you.I was zealous for you. I was like a mother bringing forth children into the world.
所以呢，他说当时呢，我在你们那时候，我对你们非常的热心，热心的程度就像一个母亲把小孩子带到世界里一样。
Then he says, I went away, and now I'm finding out that you have gone away, and I've got to go back and really start all over again. I've got to labor in birth for you again.
所以他说，但是呢，现在我不在了，我不在了的时候呢，你们又回到以前的老样子，所以我必须重新去做那样的工作，再次跟你们去传这样的真理。
So he's basically saying, listen, I preached the clear gospel to you when I was with you and you received it.
所以他基本上说呢，我跟你们在一起的时候呢，我把福音讲得非常的清楚，你们都接受了。
Then he said, you went away to something else.
然后他说呢，你去到了其他的一些东西。
Now he said, don't do that. I'm your father.And you've got to go back to where you were when you first heard the truth of the gospel. Don't go away from the wonderful truth that you used to believe.
他说呢，现在呢，你们不要那么去做，因为我是你们的父亲。你们不要离开，你们要回到最开始我传给你们那样的真理里面来，回到这里来，不要离开这样一个奇妙的神的真理和福音。
And now he's going to go back to another argument as to why they must not assume that the gospel includes you've got to obey the law in order to go to heaven.
所以这个里面呢，然后呢，他开始另外一个论据，论据告诉他们说呢，你们不要去假设，就说你如果说呢，你成为基督徒以后，你还要去遵守律法，这样呢，你可以才能去到天堂。
So he says now, verse 21, tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear what the law says?
第二十一节说，你们这愿意律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们没有听见律法吗？
All right, there were many who said, we want to be under the law. Why would they say that?
所以呢，很多人说呢，他们想要在律法之下，那么他们为什么要这么说呢？
Why would it be that people would want to be under the law when they could be simply believe and be saved? Why would they say no, you've got to do in order to be saved as well as believe?
所以这个里面呢，为什么他们说呢？就是不愿意在一个非常简单的情况下说是你那个相信你就会得救呢，而要去到那样一种复杂的程度，说你必须去做什么，然后呢，你再信你才能得救呢？
Well, one of the reasons why they would like to say that they were under the law is that if you were under the law, everybody could see what you did on those special days, months, seasons, years. And people would say, you keep the law, you're really good. I don't keep the law, I'm not very good. But you keep the law, you're really good.
其中一个原因，他们为什么要到律法之下去的原因呢？是因为他在某些特定的日子、某些特定时间和某些特定季节里面呢，他们要去做一些事情，这样呢，每个人都能够看得见。然后那些人说，啊，你遵守了律法，你是一个很好的人，我却没有遵守，我却不是一个好人，你看你是多么好的一个人。
So the Christian doesn't say, I keep the law, I'm really good. But what the Christian says is, Jesus kept the law. He's really good, I'm nothing. Jesus is everything. That's what Christianity is all about.
这个呢，基督徒他并不说是啊，我遵守律法，我是个好好人。我们说呢，因为主耶稣基督呢，他遵守了律法。主耶稣基督呢，他是一个很好的人。主耶稣基督的所有的一切呢，都是主耶稣基督做的，跟我没有什么关系。这是所有的基督精神的精髓。
All right, now verse 22 rather, for this other argument, he says, it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, which was Hagar, the other by a free woman, who was Sarah.
第二节继续说，因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是女奴生的，一个是自由之妇人生的。
Verse 23, but he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh.And he of the free woman through promise.
第二三节继续说，然而那女奴所生的是按照肉体生的，那自由之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
Now he says, these two verses have symbolic meaning.
这两节经文呢，有一个象征性的意义。
He says, which things, verse 24, are symbolic?For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with your children. But the Jerusalem from above is free, which is the mother of us all.
这个第二十四节、第二十五节、第二十六节说呢，这都是比方。那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西奈山，生子为奴，乃是下甲。这下甲是指着阿拉伯的西奈山与现在的耶路撒冷同类，并且同他的儿女都是为奴的。第二十六节说，但那在上面的耶路撒冷 是自由的，她是我们众人的母亲。
All right, so he's saying now there's a symbolism here. First of all, there's Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael, the son of Hagar, Isaac, the son of Sarah.
在这里呢有一个比方呢，这以实米尔呢他的那个他是那个夏甲的儿子，那么还有一个以撒呢，他是那个以撒的儿不是。
Now he says, these two sons are just like the mountains, if you like, of Israel.
所以这个里面呢，他说呢，以扫呢是那个撒拉的儿子。那么现在呢，这两个儿子呢，就像是以色列的山一样。
So he's saying Ishmael, and the logic is that Ishmael gave birth to the covenant or the contract that came from Mount Sinai, which is law. Ishmael and the law, they're tied together.
就这个里面呢讲的那个以实玛利呢，实际上呢他就是相当于在那个西奈山上的那个出的那个律法，所以呢这个以实玛利呢他就是那个和那个律法了还有当时的那个为奴的状态联系着的。
So he's saying Ishmael is like Mount Sinai, which is like Jerusalem.Jerusalem, the descendant of Mount Sinai. So you've got on one side Ishmael, the son of the slave woman, and the law of Mount Sinai, and the city, all the rituals of Jerusalem. All very nice, but not satisfactory for salvation.
所以这个里面呢讲到的呢，现在呢就是你有这个西奈山呢跟耶路撒冷城呢他们其实是一样的呢，但是呢就是说呢，因为以实玛利他是那个奴仆的所生的，所以奴仆所生的呢他那个希腊带着西奈山的立法，然后带着耶路撒冷的富有，这一切呢都是好的，但是这个带不来救恩。
But he says now the opposite to Mount Sinai and Jerusalem is the Jerusalem which is from above, verse 26.
所以他说呢，相反呢，其实这个就是说呢，另外一个耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷城呢，就是相对西奈山来说呢，在第26节是上面的耶路撒冷。
He says, verse 26, but the Jerusalem above is free.Which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren, who did not bear. Break forth and shout, you who did not travail. For the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband.
第二十六节呢，他说呢，但那在上的耶路撒冷是自由的，她是我们众人的母亲。第二十七节说，因为经上记着，不怀孕不生养的，你要欢乐。未曾经过产难的，你要高声欢呼，因为那荒凉的比那有丈夫的儿女更多。
So in summary now, you've got Hagar and Sarah. And Hagar gives birth to Ishmael. And Ishmael is pictured in Mount Sinai, the law, and Jerusalem, the ceremonies, and the inheritor of the law.And on the other side, you've got Sarah and Isaac, and not the old Jerusalem, but the new Jerusalem, which is above. And it's a totally different picture.
所以现在他说呢，你现在有这个以实玛利他是奴仆那个夏甲所生的，然后通过那个以实玛利呢，在西奈山上呢也有了律法呢，然后到了耶路撒冷城呢这边呢，你就有了那就祭拜的仪式，所有的一切。然后呢，在另一方面呢，就是说是撒拉他所生的那个是以撒呢，那么他们现在他所带来的呢，是一个新的耶路撒冷，不是那个旧的耶路撒冷，所以。
So verse 28 says, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. Here's Hagar and Sarah. There's Ishmael and Isaac, and Isaac was the child of promise. Ishmael was the child of man's manipulation, but Sarah gave birth to Isaac miraculously. Ishmael, the child of the flesh and the law, and Isaac, the child of promise. Which side are we on?
现在他说呢，这里有撒拉，这里有夏甲。那么说呢，撒拉呢生了以撒呢，然后呢，那个就是夏甲呢生了以实玛利。那么以实玛利呢，他是由那个人为的操纵那个生出来的。那么说呢，这个以撒呢，他是神的应许的孩子生下来的。然后这边呢，以撒这边以实玛利这边生下来的呢，他其实他就是那个代表着这种立法的那个东西。那么说呢，以撒他这边出生的就代表着神的应许。那么我们现在作为基督徒呢，我们应该是哪一边的？
Verse 29 says, but as he who was born according to the flesh, that would be Ishmael, then persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, that would be Isaac, even so it is now.
然后呢，29节说呢，但正如那当时按着肉体生的逼迫了，那按着圣灵生的现在也是这样。
So logic again, you've got Hagar and Sarah, you've got Ishmael and Isaac, and Ishmael fought against Isaac and persecuted him.
所以现在你再次有这样的逻辑，你有这样的撒拉，有这样的夏甲，那么撒拉呢是那以撒，那么夏甲是那以实玛利，现在呢以实玛利开始对抗以撒并且迫害他。
And so, even today, the people who are God's promised people are persecuted by the people of Ishmael, those from Mount Sinai who say, you got to keep the law. Those who from Jerusalem say, you've got to go through the ceremonies. All of this is wrong. It's Ishmael still fighting against Isaac.By the grace of God, we believe the promise of God. We're on Isaac's side. And those on Ishmael's side, you've got to keep the law. They're on the wrong side. They're persecuting.
所以这个里面基本上呢，我们再次来到这样的逻辑。你有这样的，就是说是撒拉有这样的下甲。那么说呢，这个撒拉生了以撒，那么下甲呢生了以实玛利。那么以实玛利呢，他说是代表的，就是说是在那个西奈山上所赐给的律法。他们告诉你们呢，你们必须呢要接受这样的律法，去遵守律法。然后呢，又代表了耶路撒冷说你们必须呢持守这样的仪式。那么说呢，我们这边以撒这边呢，代表的就是神呢应许的孩子。应许孩子，那么说在这个遵守律法的，直到今天遵守律法和仪式的，他们仍然在迫害这个神所应许的这一边的人。
So verse 30 now says, nevertheless, what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but we are of the free.
第三十节说，然而经上是怎么说的呢？把女奴和她的儿子赶出去，因为女奴的儿子不可与自由妇人的儿子一同承受产业。第31节说，弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是女奴的儿女，而是自由妇人的儿女了。
Now Paul says, the two were fighting right at the beginning, and they will continue to fight, and the, the Lord said, you cast out the bondwoman. Sarah said, Hagar, you've got to go. Abraham said to Ishmael and Hagar, you've got to go. Faith says to the law, you've got to go. You don't get to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments. You won't get to heaven by believing in God and still keeping the Sabbath day. It won't work. You cast the law out. You cast Jerusalem out.
基本上讲的就是说是其实上说这两个从一开始呢就开始对抗了，所以呢当时呢他们互相对抗，那么夏甲呢生了那个以实玛利以后呢，当时呢撒勒说呢你要把那个以实玛利和夏甲给赶出去，当时呢亚伯拉罕他们也就说呢他说你必须离开是告诉夏甲和以实玛利你们必须离开这里，这个就是象征着呢就是说呢你要把那个旧约的那个律法和耶路撒冷那个仪式呢要赶出去，那么说呢你现在去到天堂你得救呢仅仅是因为你的信心，所以你有信心以后呢你才能去到天堂，你不要说是啊你有信心你又要去遵守那个旧约的律法又要遵守那个旧约的仪式，他说这样是行不通的。
Now it's very interesting that when you start with Sarah and Hagar,And then you go to Isaac, and then you go to Mount Sinai and Jerusalem. And on the other hand, it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What happened to Jerusalem?
这个里面呢，现在这样的非常有意思，你有那样的沙拉，还有夏甲。夏甲呢，他生了以实玛利，那么以实玛利呢，又连着那个就是西奈山，西奈山连着耶路撒冷，那么这边呢，你有神允许的这个以撒，那么说现在对这个耶路撒冷，会发生什么呢
？What happened to Jerusalem? The answer is that in A.D. 70, Titus conquered Jerusalem.And over the next years, it was destroyed completely, torn apart, thrown away.
所以呢，耶路撒冷城上发生的事情是什么样的呢？就是在公元后70年，那个罗马的那个提多将军呢，他征服了耶路撒冷城，然后在那以后的时间呢，整个耶路撒冷城呢被摧毁了。
And the fact.That Jerusalem was destroyed at the beginning of the Christian era. That fact is a delightful proof that the Old Testament law, ceremonial law is no longer required.
所以呢其实呢在那个耶路撒冷城被摧毁的这样一个事实是在整个的基督徒时代到来之前，他表明了这个旧约的这个律法和那个就是仪式都被摧毁了，所以作为基督徒你不再需要律法和祭拜仪式。
If the Christian were required,To keep the law, would it have been fair for God to destroy Jerusalem to make it impossible for the people to keep the law?
所以呢，如果基督徒必须去遵守律法的时候，那么你认为神让那个耶路撒冷城被摧毁，对这些基督徒来说，根本没有可能去遵守律法。这件事是公平的吗？对基督徒来说。
If in order for you to please God, you had to keep the law to get salvation, and God says, too bad, you can't do that, because you can't go to Jerusalem anymore, that wouldn't be fair.
如果说呢，你说呢，作为一个基督徒呢，你是必须是借着信心得到救恩，还要去遵守律法的时候，话呢，神说呢，你现在你根本就没办法遵守律法，因为耶路撒冷城已经不存在了，这样对基督徒公平吗
？And so another non-biblical proof that we don't have to keep the law.Is the fact that Jerusalem for 1800 years wasn't available to people to keep the law.
所以呢，另外一个呢，不是从圣经来的，讲到的呢，就是说1800年以来，对于我们来说，我们没有一个没有办法去到耶路撒冷城去持守律法。
As a matter of fact, it's still not available because there is no temple in Jerusalem for anyone to attempt to keep the law.
所以这个呢，事实上呢，到今天为止还是没有办法那个遵守律法，因为在耶路撒冷城呢，没有一个圣殿来给那些就是试图去遵守律法的人让他们进去。
So the question is why?The big deal.
所以现在
It's hard to translate. Let me put it this way. Why did the Lord make such an important, discussion, why did he devote so much attention to this particular subject?
所以呢，现在呢，为什么这样的事情是一件大事呢？为什么主呢把这个里面呢带到这样的一个非常的紧张的这样一个关系呢
？Why? Because you and I must realize our only hope of salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ.
所以为什么呢？就是因为我们唯一的这样的盼望，就是说呢，我们的信心在主耶稣基督里面。
And there is nothing that you and I can do that's good enough to add to that.
所以呢，没有任何的事情，就是说呢，你可以去做在这个信心加在信心上面。
And if in fact there were anything that we could do to add to that, it would prove that the faith of God was not good enough. Jesus wasn't good enough for my salvation. I had to do this.
所以呢，如果就是有任何东西你可以加上去的话呢，那就能证明了，就是说呢，我的信心并不是足够的好。那么主耶稣基督也是不是足够的好到可以带给你救恩，你必须去做其他的事情才能得到救恩。
Now remember, all the religions of the world get this wrong.
所以大家要记住，在世界上所有的宗教呢，在这一点上都是错的。
The religions all say you have to do this.And you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this.
所以呢，所有的宗教都会说呢，你必须去做这，你必须去做这，你必须去做这。
Now that's bad news.
这个是坏消息。
But what is worse news is this. Most of the so-called Christian religions in the world today get this wrong.
所以呢，更坏的消息是，大多数在世界上他们自称为基督徒的人，他们在这个观点上也错了。
The Roman Catholics will tell you the many things you have to do to get to heaven.
罗马天主教他会告诉你说，有很多事情你必须做，这样你才去得到天堂。
The Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you all the things you've got to do.In order to gain favor with God.
所以那个耶和华见证人呢，他会告诉你，还有很多事情你必须做，这样你才能得到神的偏爱。
The Seventh-day Adventists will go out and say, you got to do both. And they bring them together and they're very proud of it. And they call themselves the Seventh-day Adventists because they're saying, you've got to keep the seventh day.
所以这个里面呢，他们的就是有一个叫七日降临的这样一个教会。七日降临教会呢，他说呢，他们非常好，他们把这一切呢都把它总结在一起，是因为他们是好人，因为他们可以遵守那七天。
And most people in the major Christian Protestant denominations will tell you the same thing. You've got to do this.In order to gain salvation.
所以呢，有些呢，很多的那些他们是称之为基督教的这样的一些分支呢，他们也会告诉你说，你必须做这做那才能得到救恩。
And if you don't believe that this is your assignment, you go on to the street today, and you go up to somebody and say, "Excuse me, what do I have to do in order to get peace with God and go to heaven?"
所以你如果不相信我刚才说的那个呢，也这是给你们布置的一个任务。你如果走到大街上去，你找一个人说，你说我对不起，我能做什么才能让我和神之间的关系正常，然后我可以去到天堂呢？
And virtually everyone you meet will tell you, you have got to be good, do this, say that, go there.
所以呢很多人呢都会说呢，你必须好好的，你必须去做这，你必须去说那些事情，你必须去到哪里。
Now, many years ago, the father of a friend of mine took that very seriously.
所以很多年前呢，他的一个朋友的父亲呢，他非常严肃地对待这个事情。
And when he was on a boat ride, he would go up to somebody and say to him, "Excuse me, but can you please tell a poor sinner how he could have peace with God?"
所以呢，这个里面呢，他当他在一个船上的时候，他会去跟每一个人说啊，对不起，能不能告诉我一个可怜的罪人怎么样和神之间有和平呢？
He would say, I would like to go to heaven. Could you please tell me how to get there?"
他说呢，我想去到天堂，但是呢，你能不能告诉我怎样能够去到天堂？
I'm not sure how many people he spoke to.
我不是很确定他跟多少人讲过。
I believe it was several hundred.
我相信有几百人。
I believe he said that he never got one good, correct answer. Not one.
我认为呢，他从来没有得到一个好的、正确的答案，一个都没有。
Why?
为什么？
Because they had not read Galatians, and they did not believe the message of God to the Galatians. The message of God to the Galatians is that you don't have to keep the law. Jesus kept the law. Believe him.
所以这个里面，因为他们还没有读到那个加拉太书，他们还没有得到那个神给加拉太人这样一个奇妙的信息。因为这个加拉太书说呢，你不用去遵守律法，因为主耶稣基督他遵守了律法。你相信主耶稣。
What did the Lord Jesus say?
那么主耶稣基督是怎么说的？
Did he say, "For God so loved the world"? That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him and obeys the law will have everlasting life. Is that what he said?
这主意思就是这样说的吗？他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，然后所有的信他的人，并且遵守律法的人不至灭亡，反得永生。主意思就是这么说的吗？
Who are you going to believe?
你应该信什么呢?
You going to believe Jesus?
你要相信主耶稣。
You going to believe the Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians?
你要相信那个使徒保罗和加拉太书。
Are you going to believe the Jewish?
你还是要去相信那些犹太人。
Paul says this is important. I'm writing this to the Galatians and I'm going to tell them you don't have to keep the law to be saved.
所以使徒保罗说呢，这个是非常重要的，所以我必须写给加拉太人。加拉太人呢，告诉他们，他们不必遵守律法以便得救。
All right, that's the first four chapters of Galatians.
这是我们的加拉太书的前面的四章。
What's chapter five?
第五章在讲什么呢？
Let's read.
我们来读一下。
Paul says, stand fast therefore in the liberty which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
使徒保罗在加拉太书第五章第一节说呢，基督叫我们得以自由，所以要在这自由里站立得稳，不要再被奴役的轭辖制。
So Paul says, God has called you to liberty, to freedom. Don't get yourself all tied up again in the bondage of I must obey God's law.
在这个里面呢，他说呢，神呢已经给了你们自由，给了你们自由，那你不要再被那些奴役的轭辖制。就说呢，你说你必须遵守神的律法。
The picture almost is that of a runner. Man says, I want to go for a run. I want to win the race.
所以这个的同样呢，就是对一个跑步的人呢所说的，一个跑步的人呢，他说他要去参加一个跑步比赛，他要赢得那个比赛。
And so instead of going to the race in a pair of running shoes and a light t-shirt and a pair of shorts, he goes to the race with a great big pair of winter gumboots and a heavy overcoat and mukluks and all the rest.
所以呢，就是说一个跑步的人，他本来应该就是说去穿一双跑步鞋，穿一个 T 恤，然后穿一个短裤，这样去跑。那么呢，这个人他却不这样，他就是被呢一大堆的那些就是去露营的东西，然后穿了一个很厚的这样一个外衣，然后去跑。
Some of us went to Bible camp several years ago from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以有些人呢，几年前去到的一个圣经的营会，他是从我们第十六届福音教会去的。
We were there on a cold day in October.
但我们在那里的时候呢，是十月份一个非常寒冷的一天。
My friend had big boots on and warm pants.He had a couple of sweaters and a great big overcoat.
所以呢，我的朋友呢，他有一个很好的靴子，然后呢，一个很温暖的裤子，然后有几件内衣，然后呢，有一件很厚的外套。
And he fell into the water.
然后他掉到水里了。
I was not far away. I thought, I waved at him and said, swim to shore, we'll pull you out.
因为我当时离他不远，我说你游到那个岸边，我把你拉上。
He couldn't swim to shore.
所以他游不到岸边。
I hopped into a rowboat. I rowed out to him. I said, put your hands on the back of the rowboat and I will pull you to shore in the boat.
然后呢，他就划一条小船过去，划到他那里说呢，他说你把你的两个手的拔着这个船帮子，然后我会把船滑到岸边去带你过去。
He came to shore and he got dried out and he lived happily ever after.
所以呢，他然后呢来到了岸边，来到岸边呢，然后呢他也全身都干了，干了以后呢，他从此呢过上了个幸福的生活。
But he was entangled with this yoke.Not of bondage in his case. He was entangled with the yoke of all his heavy clothing.
所以呢，他其实呢，他当时被这个所有的他的那些外套、那些衣服呢，全部的被这些轭呢所辖制了。
Now, if the Christian says, "I need to keep the law as well in order to go to heaven," I've got to keep the law. Why? He's just going to be as hopeless as my friend was.
所以呢，如果基督徒呢，他就说呢，他必须呢遵守所有的律法才能进到天堂呢，他跟我那个朋友一样，是完全没有任何盼望。
Verse 2, indeed, Paul says, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing.
所以第二节呢，使徒保罗继续说，看呐，我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
I suppose some people would say, well, I know I don't have to be circumcised, but I think I'll get circumcised. It'll sort of be insurance for me.
所以呢，有些人说呢，啊，我知道我不必受割礼，但是我就是要去受割礼。我认为受了割礼呢，可能对我说更保险一点。
He says, if I get circumcised, then maybe certainly won't do me any harm. And if I'm wrong, why then I'll be circumcised anyway.
所以这个里面呢，就是他说我就想去受割礼，受割礼呢，我不知道受了割礼到底会怎么样，但是肯定是没有什么害处的，所以呢，我就去受了割礼算了。
Paul says, no, if you do that,Christ will profit you nothing. That's strong words.
所以使徒保罗说不是这样的，如果你那么去做的话呢，基督就与你无益了。这个呢是一个非常强硬的词句。
And he says verse 3, and I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law.
第三节说呢，我再指着凡受割礼的人，确实的说，他是亏欠了行全律法的债。
So if you believe that salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is insufficient, you need more than that. You've got to keep the law. Then how much of the law do you have to keep?
所以呢，如果你相信呢，就是只是信主耶稣基督不够的话，你还加一些其他的东西，你必须遵守律法的话，那么你有多少条律法你要遵守呢
？You'd have to keep the whole law, wouldn't you？
你必须遵守所有的律法，是不是呢
？Among other things, you'd have to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
除了其他的一些事情以外，你必须一年去到耶路撒冷城3次。
I've never met anybody who went to Jerusalem 3 times a year who didn't live in Israel.
所以我从来没碰到这样的一个人呢，他不住在以色列，但是却一年去3次耶路撒冷城。
And I told you about my friend who said he had to keep the law.
我跟你告诉过，你讲过我的一个朋友说呢，他必须呢，遵守律法。
The law says you can't light a fire on the Sabbath.
所以律法说呢，你不能在安息日点火。
But he used to drive from Vancouver to Chilliwack every Sabbath day to go to church.
但是呢，他通常呢，他会从温哥华开车去到 Chilliwack。在那里呢，去他的教会。
They didn't have electric cars in those days, so he had to drive a piston-driven car where you light a fire in the engine 8 times every time the piston goes round.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，他们那个年代呢，并没有电动车，所以呢，他必须呢去开这个活塞那个发动机的那个车。其实那个活塞工作的时候呢，每次呢，其实呢，都是要点一次火。
Absolute foolishness.
绝对是愚蠢。
If you go to Israel today, as I did a few years ago, we went to a hotel.
所以呢，如果你今天去以色列，就像很多年前我去过的一样，我去到一个旅馆。
They said you can't work on the Sabbath.
他们说你在那个安息日不能工作。
And so they had an elevator in the hotel.
所以他们在那个酒店里呢有那个电梯。
And they said, you know, if you push the button on an elevator to tell what floor you want to go to, that would be work.
他们说呢，如果你去按那个电梯里的按键，来就是说选择你要去的哪一个楼层，这个按键的这个动作是工作。
So instead of having to push an elevator for the 6th floor in this hotel, you just got on the elevator. It stopped on the Sabbath day at every single floor in the building.
所以呢，就是呢，这样的话呢，如果你去在安息日去到这样一个酒店呢，你要上到第六层的话呢，那么你进到电梯里面去的时候呢，这个电梯呢，它会在每一层都停，都开门，每一层都停，这样。
Okay, if you're gonna follow the laws, you've got to follow all the laws, and you'll end up with a lot of stupid laws, just like that.
所以呢，你要去遵守律法吗？你遵守立法，你一直遵守下去呢，你就会遵守一些非常愚蠢的规则，就像刚才讲的呢。
Okay, verse 3 again. I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law.
第三节再次说呢，我再指着凡受割礼的人确实的说，他是欠了行全立法的债。
Verse 4, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
第四节说呢，你们这要靠律法称义的，是让基督在你们身上没有了功效，从恩典中坠落了。
Verse 5, for we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith worketh through love.
第五节第六节说呢，我们通过圣灵靠着信心等候所盼望的义，因为在耶稣基督里受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独借着爱做工的信心才有功效。
Now verse 7 says, you did run well, you ran well. Who hinders you from obeying the truth?
第七节继续说，你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻的你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
What happened to the Galatians?
在跟加拉太人身上发生了什么？
Well, Paul went to them and he preached the gospel with Barnabas. They preached the gospel and many people became Christians.
所以使徒保罗跟巴拉巴斯呢，他去到他们那里跟他们传福音，传福音以后呢，很多很多的人成为了基督徒。
Then along came the Judaizers.
然后呢，就来了那些犹太人。
And they said, you have to keep the law to go to heaven as well.
他们就告诉他们说，你必须呢遵守律法才能去到天堂。
And they said, oh, all right, what Paul said was insufficient. We need to keep the law too.
所以他们说，那好吧，保罗所讲的并不足够，所以呢，我们还要遵守律法。
Now Paul says, what are you doing going on to something else? I told you the truth. Why are you leaving it?
所以呢，那你们为什么要去寻求其他的东西呢？我告诉了你们真理，为什么你们不信呢？
Verse 8, this persuasion to follow these other people does not come from him or the Lord who calls you.
第八节说呢，你们这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的，那就是主那招你们的。
Now this is a problem of all new Christians.
所以这是呢所有的新基督徒存在的问题。
Many of you are new Christians.
你们中间很多人呢是新基督徒。
And as you proceed through your Christian life, you will find many who will say to you, you have got to believe something else as well.
所以呢，在你的人生里面继续下去的话呢，一定有人来说呢，你还必须要相信一些其他的东西。
They will say, simple faith in Jesus Christ is insufficient.
他们说简单的在主耶稣基督里的信心呢并不足够。
Frankly, what they'll say is, what you learned at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is wrong.
所以呢，坦率地说呢，他们说呢，你们在第十六节福音教会所学到的东西是错的。
And they will do everything to draw you to another gospel. That's what Galatians is all about, the presentation of another gospel.
所以他们会尽一切的可能呢，把你拉向另外的一个福音。这就是为什么在加拉太书里说的，他们跟他们呈现了另一部福音。
And this is the issue that the Lord will allow you to be confronted with in order to determine whether you're going to believe the Lord and the Bible or whether you're going to be dissuaded by another idea going off in this direction or that direction.
这样呢，之前呢，主呢，允许你碰上这样的事情，就是为了让你能够区别，就是你到底是相信那个圣经呢，还是相信其他的东西呢？也是根据圣经走呢，还是走其他的方向呢？
And it's true, you will be getting temptations to deviate from the simple truth of God everywhere you go.
所以这个也是个事实，不管你走到哪里，你都有这样的诱惑，诱惑呢去离开那个就是圣经所讲的那样的福音。
And frankly, it will not be easy, and it will not be comfortable.And you'll have to go back to your Bible to determine whether you're going to believe what somebody's trying to teach you or whether you're going to believe what the Bible says.
所以这个里面呢，它并不会让你感到舒服，也并不是那么容易的。所以呢，你必须呢要做出决定，做出决定回到圣经里面去读圣经，然后再做出决定。你是要相信圣经里所教导的呢，还是要相信其他的某些人教导你的东西呢？
And frankly, it's not going to be any easier for you than it is for me.
所以坦率地说呢，这个呢，对你来说不容易，对我来说也是不容易。
And I better not go into all the other stories, but where I go, continually, the people who call themselves Christians are saying, but you're not right. You can't do that.
所以呢，我不想那个进一步的去讲那样的一些故事。但是我说呢，我知道，我不管我去哪里，总有人跟我说呢，你教导的是错的，你信的是错的。
Keep praying that the Lord will keep you on the straight and narrow.
所以呢，就是要一直祷告，祷告呢，不要让你陷入这样的一些直接的错误里面。
And when the devil says a little sin isn't that bad, you're going to say no.
当然魔鬼说那一小小的罪呢并没有那么糟，你要说不是这样。
And when the devil says, I've got another gospel, a new gospel, a different something, you're going to say no. I am going to stick with God's word.
所以呢，当魔鬼呢，他跟你说呢，我有另外一部福音，或者我有跟你们现在不一样的东西，你要说不，我要一直的紧紧的跟着圣经里的神的话来走。
All right, well, verse number nine, I guess, says a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
第九节说呢，一点面酵能使全团都发起来。
So, what is leaven?
这酵是什么呢？
Okay, now Roy's wife Phoebe makes a lot of bread.
所以 Roy 的妻子呢 Phoebe 呢在就是烤了大量的面包。
And she takes a little bit of leaven or yeast, she puts it in the dough,And very quickly, that dough, that yeast spreads throughout the whole lump of dough.
他用了一点点酵母，然后把它放到面团里面。不久以后呢，这个面团呢就发成一个很大的一个面团。
Leaven in the Bible is a picture of sin.
这酵在那个圣经里呢是罪的一个画面。
And sin is just like leaven, it spreads throughout the whole community, family, society.
那个罪就像那个酵母一样，它实际呢，它完全呢传播到整个的社区，传播到整个的家庭。
It's also like disease.
所以呢，就像那个疾病一样。
So if you take someone with a bad disease and you take him to hospital, you don't treat him, you just leave him in the ward with everybody else. Is he going to get better?
所以呢，如果你带一个病人去到医院，去到医院以后呢，你不治疗他，你就把他放在那里，放在让他跟其他的病人在一起，那么他会好起来吗？
And the answer is no. He won't get better, but everybody else will get sick.
所以呢，答案是他不会那个就是好起来，但是呢，周围的人都会生病。
And the same is true in the matters of the church. Error spreads fast. Truth doesn't always spread that fast.
所以这个呢，在教会里也是一个事实。因为这个错误总是传播得很快，但真理呢，并不是传播得那么快的。
So if someone were to come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and they were to teach something that is contrary to the Bible, what would you expect the oversight to do?
所以呢，如果有些人他来到第十六节福音教会，他呢，在那里教导，就是与那个就是圣经相反的东西，你认为作为教会的监督层应该怎么做呢？
Well, you'd expect them to go to that person and say, "Excuse me, but you can't teach that here."
所以呢，你会觉得那个他们会来到那个人面前说。不好意思，你不能在这里教导这个。
And according to scripture, you might have to tell them that they must leave.
所以呢，按照圣经来说呢，你必须告诉他们，他们必须出去。
If someone were to come to your house at mealtime and bring some poisoned food, what would you do?
如果你在吃饭的时候，有人进到你家里带了一些有毒的食物，你会怎么做呢？
You'd say, don't you go feeding that poisoned food to my children.
你不要把那样的有毒的食物喂我的孩子。
And you'd say, you can't, I'm not going to let my children eat that.
你说我不会让我的孩子们吃你那个。
Now, this kind of error, the error that teaches that all you have to do is believe and obey, you believe and keep the law, that is really bad. It's like leaven. It's going to go through the whole lump. Don't let it be around.
其实这个里面所有这些呢，在这里都是要你要去坚持，你要去相信，并且顺服。不要说是你要去相信，又要去遵守律法，这是所有的很错误的观点。不要让这个观点像教一样在你的周围发酵传播。
Well, that is maybe as far as we should go today. Our time is gone. These are very serious matters. It's important to know how to get to heaven.
所以这个呢，就是我们的时间也到了，这些也是一些非常重要的东西，这个呢对我们来说是非常重要的，让我们知道怎样去到天堂。
Don't be listening to people who tell you that to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is not sufficient for your salvation.
所以呢，不要去相信那些人，他告诉你说，相信主耶稣基督并不足够让你获得救恩，不要信他们。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, this is a very important topic, and we pray that you will give wisdom to each of us to truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and not pretend that God will accept us for the good things we do as well.
所以主啊，这是一个非常重要的一个主题，求你呢帮助我们，就是说在我们只有说信主耶稣基督你才能得的救恩，那么不要说是觉得信了主耶稣基督你还要去通过其他的一些做你的行为才能得救。
Now, Lord, there is an important context to all this that we will get to next time. We pray that we might understand this in the light of the entire context of the book of Galatians. Help us to keep going to find out the rest of the context.
所以主啊，在我们后面呢，还有这样的内容，这样的内容呢，它跟那个整个的加拉太书所要讲的那样的内容呢，都是一致的。求您帮助我们，就是说呢，能够去从后面我们将要学到的这些内容里面呢，学到我们要学的。
So we thank you, Lord, and pray that each of us will be delivered from being led astray as so many of the Galatians were.
所以呢就是啊主啊我们所以祷告求您帮助我们帮助我们就是说呢我们每个人不要像各加拉太的人那样很容易的被带偏了。
And we ask this now again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些呢都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Lord bless you today.